Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking back up with New Morning Mercies, and I'm just going to take from here. It says this: if you have quit being defensive and are now willingly and humbly approachable, you know that transforming grace has visited you. It all started in the Garden of Eden, and we have been committed to it ever since. We all point the finger of blame, and we all work to convince ourselves that the party to blame is not us. Adam pointed the finger at Eve, and Eve pointed the finger at the serpent. Neither one of them accepted blame. Yes, it is true. There have been generations and generations of finger pointers ever since. You see, when you've done something wrong, it's not natural to look inside yourself for the cause. Sin makes us all shockingly self-righteous. It makes us all committed self-excusers. Somehow, some way, we all buy into the delusion that our biggest problems live outside of us, not inside us. We all have very active inner lawyers who rise to our defense in the face of any accusation of wrong. We are all very skilled at presenting the logic of the argument that what we have done says more about the flawed people and dysfunctional things around us than it does about us. When our consciences bother us because of the faithful, convicting ministry of the Holy Spirit, we are all tempted to dodge blame by locating the cause elsewhere. We all tend to be much more concerned about the sin of others than we are about our own. But John says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Because accepting blame is not natural, it takes rescuing, transforming grace to produce a humble, willing, broken, self-examining, help-seeking heart. Only divine grace can soften a person's heart. Only grace can help your eyes to see what you need to see. Only grace can decimate your defenses and lead you to confess. Only grace can cause you to quit pointing your finger and to run to your Redeemer for His forgiveness and His delivering power. Only grace can enable you to forsake your own righteousness and find your hope and rest in the righteousness of another. Only grace can make you more grieved over your sin than about the sins of others. Only grace can make you accept your need of grace. Only grace can cause you and me to abandon our confidence in our own performance and place our confidence in the perfectly acceptable righteousness of Jesus Christ. Only grace can cause us to put our hope in the only place where hope can be found, in God and in God alone. And I remember a really good quote from one of my mentors. He hit me with this one time. He hit me in the face with it, by the way. He said, well, Chad, if you're not a part of the solution, then you're a part of the problem. And that was in relationship to, that was in relation to my relationship with my father. And it was just so interesting that we had such a dysfunctional, detached, bad communicative relationship with resent and all this other stuff involved in it. And I wasn't trying to help the situation because I was only pointing fingers of what he has done wrong. I wasn't looking at the things I've also done wrong. Now, I'm not mitigating the things he's done wrong. I'm just adding in the stuff I've done wrong too. And so whenever I was able to approach him and say, hey, I've actually done these things and I want to apologize. And then he actually reciprocated that by saying, oh yeah, me too. Yeah. And it was just this beautiful moment of redeeming of a relationship of a father and a son. And it was just such a funny thing when my mentor told me that, because he just kind of dropped it off the cuff. You know, Chad, if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem. I was a part of the problem. I thought the problem was outside of me, and everything I'm doing is fine. Like, I'm a victim here. Like, have pity for me. And a lot of us can fall into that trap. And it's easy to, because remember what this devotional is not saying is that you're the only problem here. What the devotional is saying is don't forget you are part of the problem. The sin in your heart is a part of the problem. And the way we react to things, the way we get defensive, the way we cast blame, and you just want to look everywhere else but yourself as the problem. So again, this is, you're not saying that nothing is at fault outside of you. you're just contributing, that there's something inside of you that's also likely at fault too. And I just honestly, this is going to sound kind of weird. I love devotionals like this because it gives us a chance to take that idealized version of ourselves, this, you know, the person that we think is doing everything right, and we do what we do because we think it's right. And it gives us a chance to really look at that person and say, honestly, I think that maybe you've made some mistakes, and that's okay, because there's grace for that. There's forgiveness for that. And there's hope to repent and change from that. So you don't need to now put on your mantle of shame and guilt, and that this picture that you have is actually kind of broken. Now you get a chance to say, oh, wow, I'm being sanctified into God's image. I want the picture to look like Jesus. I don't want that picture to look like my pride and my ego. And so this is actually like a good thing. And so the part that I was going to say is going to sound kind of funny is I get so competitive with the enemy. And I want to encourage you all to as well. I'm not saying that everything outside of me is because of the enemy. And I'm definitely not saying everything inside of me is because of the enemy. What I'm saying is that whenever I can feel a foothold in any situation that would be used for evil, whether it's my own sinful nature, the sins of others, or the enemy getting a foothold, I love to say, nope, not happening here. Whenever our kids are really acting up and we are not sleeping and we're frustrated and we want to scream, catch yourself. Whenever you're in a situation where you can either be a part of the problem or you can be a part of the solution, this is your chance, thanks to the grace of the Holy Spirit, where you can choose to bite your tongue. You can choose to not defend yourself. You can choose to be a part of the solution. And like, praise God that we get to say, no, I'm not going to make the situation worse. And so I don't know what that situation is for you all, even if you're in one right now, but I do want to encourage you that you have the authority through Jesus Christ to stop doing that, to stop being a part of the problem, and to be a part of the solution and watch God move. And it has nothing to do with our own pride and our own ego and the way that we look and the way people perceive us. Scripture says they will hate you because they hated me first. And so we don't have to serve the audience of the many whenever we're already accepted from the audience of one, the one and only, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, our Lord, our God. That's who we serve. And so we don't have to worry about protecting our own self-image and the view of man, because the creator of man is already accepting us thanks to Jesus Christ. So, all right, got a little fired up. Love y'all. I'm going to pray. Lord, thank you for this devotional. Thank you that you are constantly working on us, working in us, and working through us, Lord. Continue to do that. Lord, remove any pride from our hearts, Lord. And God, right now, we all repent of anything that's bad that we're doing or any ways that we are part of the problem, Lord. We repent of that. We want to receive your forgiveness for those things that we're thinking of right now, Lord. We want to receive your grace and your mercy to know that we cannot do good works in order to pay the price that we have put on our shoulders, God. You already paid that, and we freely receive it. And so that mantle of shame and guilt, you ripped off of us, God, and you put on your mantle of righteousness thanks to Christ Jesus, Lord. Help us carry that lighthearted spirit into situations where we can be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem, Lord. Please do a work inside of us, a work outside of us, and a work through us, Lord. In your son's name we pray, amen. Amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll be talking tomorrow. Aloha.